Howdy everybody, Patrick Hickey Jr., Editor-in-Chief of ReviewPigs.com, and your host for PJH2's 3 Minutes of Geek. Haven't podcasted for a while because I've been working on the second volume of The Minds Behind the Games. Been doing a lot of interviews for that, but there's another reason why I haven't been doing a lot of podcasting. It's because I've been playing a lot of video games, too. It's called Research. Research for this book. And during the course of that research, I've kind of been so, like, happy that people have been so obsessed with Spider-Man on the PS4. Everyone is playing Spider-Man on the PS4. It's insane. It's like, you're not cool if you're not playing Spider-Man on the PS4. So I am one of the people that is not cool because with a daughter, I don't really have time to throw 15 hours on the PS4 in the living room. Like, it's not fair. Like, it interrupts, like, Bubble Guppy's time. Yeah, I just burped. Deal with it. And it's just, like, it's not the best way for me to spend time during the day. Am I going to get Spider-Man? Absolutely. Just not now. Probably around Christmas time. And then when she gets a little bit older, and she kind of understands, and she can play with me, then sure, I'll do it. But, it just makes me think, because it's like, Xbox One doesn't have that killer game out right now. And the Switch has a lot of good first-party games, and like, I just started playing Wasteland 2 Director's Edition, Director's Cut, and yeah, it's freaking awesome. If you're a fan of Fallout and stuff, it's totally a game that you can spend 80 hours playing, but it's not going to get the type of buzz that Spider-Man is, because of the comic book character and stuff. So it just, it kind of outlines how important exclusives are, and in the day and age that we live in today, you gotta have that killer app. I mean, we look at every single console that's been released over the past 40 years, and they've always had a killer game exclusive to the system. PS4, like, kind of finally has it. And the thing is, PS4 was a great system before, but the fact that they have it now makes it even cooler. So now, Xbox, they gotta get back on their game. Nintendo's got Smash Brothers coming out soon, so they'll be fine, but Xbox, man, you guys are warned.